Yo, hello, 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 hello. So, I'm going to get straight into it today because I want to have a little bit of a rant. And yeah, I like to do this sometimes, but I've got to say it because fucking, yeah, it's true. It's really true. So, I recently have been doing this little exercise of listening to a shit ton of different music that I wouldn't normally be listening to. I tend to have the same routine. Like, I'll produce all my electronic weird stuff for hours and hours and hours, and then I don't really tend to actually listen to much of it in my spare time. I still, to this day, listen to a shitload of metalcore. I still listen to a load of hip-hop, and that's pretty much the gist of it. I don't really listen to much else, but one of my friends suggested to me, look, you know, you got to keep listening to loads and loads of different types of music. If you're starting to feel you're getting a bit stale, you should totally just listen to just random stuff. So I was like, yeah, cool, all right. Typical thing. I went on Spotify or Apple Music and just went on, like, you know, normal whatever, top 100, whatever, and started listening to loads of stuff. But guys, I'm telling you, like, popular music right now is shit. Like, really, really bad in so many ways. And I mean, I'm not against it. It's you know, it's popular music for a reason. You know, people who want something easy to listen to and non-offensive and non-whatever, like, it's not anything special. Well, that's it, exactly it, isn't it, really? It's something that's not that special. So, like, not a massive stab at pop music. This isn't the point that I'm trying to make. I didn't want to make this entry all about slagging off popular music. I have a huge respect for popular music. But what I did want to say, and my takeaway point for today, is sometimes as producers, we really, 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 really doubt how good our music is. And sometimes we doubt if it's good enough quality, or if that chord progression's good enough, or if that guitar progression's good enough, or if that bass line's good enough, or that drum pattern is, you know, complex enough. But truth be told, if you want to have more confidence in your productions, I beg of you, just go and listen. Go and listen to what's, like, all over the top of the charts at the moment, and just listen to it over and over again and see how bored you get really quickly. Like, it gave me so much confidence, you know. Like, yeah, I heard a few things, a few little tricks and bobs here, and you hear the same production technique in every single one because it's popular music and you can't possibly do anything different, otherwise they won't sell the millions of tracks and streams that they do. It's a business, it's an industry, you gotta respect it for that, whatever. But my point is, for my fellow producers, is, you know, if you doubt, like, music's going in a very funny direction right now, I genuinely think you can pretty much do what the fuck you want. As long as it kind of sounds okay, you'll get away with it. You know, like, I was listening, like, I've been listening to some albums. I don't want to mention artists, but I've been listening to some albums, front to back, okay, of some popular artists that are out right now, which I'm sure are bagging plenty of money from their streams and revenues for every teenage kid that fucking has it on repeat time and time. So I tried to act like a teenage kid a little bit. So I put it on repeat, and I forced myself to listen to this album, right, over and over again. So I listened to it in the morning. I went about my daily business. I was producing. I had to go to the shop to get some, like, groceries and stuff. So I jumped out and I listened to it in the car. I put it in my headphones around the store. I thought, oh, maybe on second listen, I'll pick up something that I didn't the first one, you know. Some of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life, the first time I went through them, I didn't like them. The fourth, fifth time, I was like, wow, this is a masterpiece. Well, I can categorically tell you that after several listens of these albums, not mentioning any names, I fucking hated them 10 times more the third time round than I did the first time. So what I'm saying is, if that's what popular music is, now, let's define popular music for a second. Pop is popular music, you know, like, what's top of the charts at the moment for this popular music category is because it's being listened to so much by so many people. So when you start to compare, you know, if you compare your music to, you know, if you don't think your music's good enough, honestly, go and listen to loads and loads of pop music and go and listen to what lots of people are listening to. And I bet you'll be easier on yourself. You know, I was thinking that some of my, you know, I was thinking some of my drums and stuff were not like, I don't know, were not rhythmically good enough or complex enough, you know, like I'm a bit of a drummer myself. So I kind of challenge myself with these things. But the truth is, I'm like listening to what popular music is, what a lot of the world is listening to and is very satisfied and happy with. And it's almost like their standards are getting lower and lower and lower and lower, which is meaning that people are going to think your music's better and better and better, you know? Like, so go and listen to some popular music. Go and listen to lots of different music. I stand by that. It was a great exercise. What I took away from listening to loads of pop music at the moment is that my music's actually pretty good. And actually, yeah, it doesn't appeal to a popular group of people and the masses, but it's not bad, you know, which is a nice thing to say about yourself as a producer. And I think we all need that sometimes. But I was listening to loads of weird stuff, loads of old stuff. Like, I really recommend going back and listening to loads of old stuff and seeing how, like, your particular genre has grown and developed and stuff. Like, go back to the classics and stuff. Honestly, it's a really good exercise, you know. Listen to them a lot. Like, break down the tracks in your head. I was listening to some really old kind of, like, 2000 Ministry of Sound dance music and breaking it all down in my head. And it was cool. I was like, oh, I understand this shit so much more listening to it now than I did fucking 10 years ago, you know. And it kind of makes you think, oh, I like that little change they did here or little change there, you know. And just it gives you more tools for your toolbox, doesn't it? So, A, go and listen to popular music if you're doubting your own music, because I bet you your music ain't that bad, okay? And yeah, exercise of the day is go and listen to a load of random stuff. I tell you what, go onto your fucking Apple Music or your Spotify or your fucking or just your playlist or your MP3 player or whatever the fuck it is you use, like, and just put it on shuffle and put it on random and listen through the music. Even if you're like, oh man, fucking country, I hate that shit. All right, country, nah, still go through it. If it comes on random, listen to it, break it down. It's not a bad exercise to do as a producer constantly. You'll be surprised, you know. You can learn a lot from listening to shit you hate, you know, because it forces you to break it apart and pay attention. So could be stuff in there that benefits you later down the line. You never know. But I'll tell you one thing. If you do listen to a load of music that you fucking hate, that song that you were working on earlier that was doing your fucking head in because you've heard it 100 times, when you go back to it, it's going to sound fucking glorious. So yeah, use it as a tool, use it as a technique to keep yourself moving forward. Hope it helps. It definitely helped me. Go check it out, go try it, and believe in yourself. And if you don't, go and listen to what's in the top fucking 10 on fucking Apple Music right now, because I'm telling you, I bet you your shit's loads better. Nice one, guys. Speak to you all soon.